Because the way they teach, the way they can get away with teaching the imminency of Christ is saying, well, he comes as a thief in the night. Well, here it says that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. But what they believe the day of the Lord is referring to the third coming of Christ, which is in Revelation chapter 19. Okay. Now, we're going to go a little deep tonight. So I know this is a Thursday evening Bible study, so it's going to require for you to pay a little extra attention and worry about dinner in the next 45 minutes or so, okay? Get spiritually fed first, amen? They believe that the day of the Lord is referring to Revelation 19. Now, what is Revelation 19? Revelation 19 is when Jesus Christ comes on a white horse with all believers. He comes to basically wage war against the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the armies. This is what's known as the Battle of Armageddon. He does this, he conquers them, and he sets up his millennial reign. And he said, well, show me in the Bible where it says the third coming. It doesn't say the third coming. We're using math. Right? His first coming would be Bethlehem's manger, what we're going to celebrate this month, the birth of Christ. The second coming would be the rapture. Now, here's the funny thing is they don't want to count the rapture as the second coming of Christ. They want to count, they call the Revelation 19 as the second coming of Christ. Because they say, well, he doesn't really come, you know, during the rapture because he kind of just comes, he's invisible, and he disappears. That's what they say, right? But folks, do we really have the right to impose a definition of what a coming is? You know, he literally comes. And by the way, let's just pretend for a second. I know this is hard, but let's just pretend that the pre-tribulation rapture is true. Let's just pretend that imminency is true. It still means that he comes. He's not sending someone on his behalf to gather all believers together. Jesus Christ is coming. Even according to pre-tribbers, he's coming. So it would still be considered the second coming of Christ. But the reason they don't want to label it as the second coming of Christ is because the term the coming of Christ is always in relation to the rapture and is used in tandem with the day of the Lord. He said, well, why don't they want to use the day of the Lord? Because you have a verse right here talking about the day of the Lord in tandem with the rapture. You understand? So he says, yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.